Welcome to Spirited Straight Talk, the podcast to help you thrive with the help of spirit. I'm Deb Shepherd, psychic medium, spiritual teacher, and author. Each week, I bring new insights to help you heal from loss, connect with spirit, and turn setbacks into triumphs. So let's get started. We are here talking about things that we feel so sad about, like we don't have enough of something. Do you ever feel like you don't have enough money, don't have enough time, don't have enough love, whatever it is? Well, welcome back to Spirited Straight Talk. I am here with my beautiful wife sitting here, Dana.
Hello.
Hello.
We're back.
Today we're going to talk about scarcity, and this is a topic we've been actually teaching in our solutions program.
Yeah, it's a great topic.
It's a great topic, scarcity. Mm-hmm. And as I was
brings up a lot for people.
Oh yeah. And we've been talking about scarcity of love, which is, you know, who doesn't want more love, right, in their life? Yeah. But when I started thinking about this podcast, I was thinking, I remember back in COVID when there was scarcity of toilet paper.
Oh my gosh.
I have no idea at all why toilet paper and COVID created a panic. I remember there were like fights at stores with people with their shopping carts because they wanted to make sure.
Of all things.
I mean, we can live without toilet paper. I mean, we don't want to, but we can. Right. But when we think about scarcity, the places that we go with our soul, mm-hmm. where our heart goes, where does that scarcity of fear come from? And it's all fear. Mm-hmm. And we understand that fear is false evidence appearing real. So we believe that something bad is going to happen to us. So we start to protect ourselves. Mm-hmm. But that scarcity of where we go. I also remember, this is probably before you were born, which I'm really struggling to say. I remember being in lines for gas when we thought there was not going to be enough gasoline. But if we think about, you'd probably don't remember.
Yeah, look
that.
At it now.
Yeah, now. Jeez. Yeah, what we're paying. And it still wasn't very much money then. It's probably 75 cents or 45 cents a gallon. I don't know. If you would stand in line and there was all these shutdowns. But the panic that happens to our souls when we don't feel like we have enough of something. Mm-hmm. And we believe we need it. And I know I've lived lots of lifetimes in this lifetime. And I remember so many times feeling I was going to be homeless, or I was going to be able to pay my bills, or put food on the table, or take care of my kids. And what that does to your body, mm-hmm. and I'm sure so many illnesses are caused by the whole feeling of scarcity, mm-hmm. not having enough of something. And it goes back to not feeling enough. It just radiates in so many aspects of our life. And I know with our political climate right now, a lot of people are feeling what's going to happen. And there's that scarcity and fear that's coming up for so many people, at least those that are aligned with what you and I believe, for sure.
Right. But I think everyone goes to scarcity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Scarcity doesn't choose a political side.
No, it doesn't. It's on both sides.
Right, yeah.
But why do we go there? We don't use the word, but we have the emotion attached to it. Mm-hmm. And so what we did in the program, the class recently, was have people going on a meditative journey that I guided them through, feeling where they didn't feel loved, or when the idea of not feeling the love, things like that, showed up in their lives. And a lot of things came up for people, mm-hmm. because we don't realize what we build upon layers and layers and layers that creates that fear. And so many times things from scarcity also wants us to control. We want to control everything around us so that we're not in that scarcity feeling. We don't go out there and go, hey, I might feel scarcity today, so I'm going to go buy toilet paper and make sure. It's not a word that we use, but that's the emotion that we feel. And I think a lot of it has to do with the scarcity of love. When we talk about unconditional love, people not feeling, you know, they're getting enough. And the actions that people do, feeling, you know, what if this thing never happens again? What if I can't get something of this? What's going to be my outcome? Well, we know even people that are worried about the future and will stockpile things,
right,
because of scarcity. So you're right. It's on all different levels when we look at that. So how do we get out of the fear, and how do we trust the process, and how do we not control? And I think what scarcity comes from is desperate means. And I think for some people, if they don't feel like they're going to be loved, the things that we do in a relationship, mm-hmm. because we're scared we're not going to ever be loved again. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people go, well, what if no one ever loves me again? And so they'll stay in abusive relationships or bad jobs or just in things, situations that are not healthy for them because they don't feel like there's any other opportunities outside of where they are.
Gotcha. So you think scarcity is really
deep,
just being in fear that we won't have something better,
better
than what we have, or we won't.
Well, when I was growing up, and people that are my generation will remember, well, if you don't eat this food, there's children in Africa starving. You know, I was joking with our grandkids the other day about that. Like, if you don't eat this,
like, they don't even know what Africa, Africa is yet. Yet.
Yeah, they're too young. But I think if we look at history, mm-hmm. if we look at our genealogy, how many of our grandparents or great grandparents lived through the Depression?
Yeah.
And so that was passed on. And I know with my parents, they were taught, you know, you work for a company, you work for them forever, you never leave and you're loyal. Well, it's not that way anymore. People, especially our children's generation, they're like, I'm not happy, I'm leaving. There's going to be something else out there. They have a little different things around them.
They do.
They're not living in that place of scarcity. And well, they're moving home with all their family members anymore, right?
Because they have a scarcity of money.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, it'd be okay. And they're, a lot of them are living a more simplistic life too. Yeah. They're not living on the demands that is out there. Mm-hmm. I was laughing about this the other day about, we're not going to be probably making more pennies anymore, mm-hmm. which I think is probably fine. I mean, the way the cost and all that is, but I'm thinking the scarcity. So I'm wondering what's going to happen to people saving their pennies.
Yeah.
Literally.
Do you remember we used to have penny candies? I don't think those exist anymore. Oh, now you got to pay like
a dollar,
50 cents for a penny candy.
Now you're aging yourself a little bit again.
Scarcity.
Well, I think it's even too, I'm a big feng shui person. You know, this mm-hmm. is how it started on this path. And when we go to clean out our closets or clean out the drawers and clean out our homes, we think, I don't want to get rid of this because what if I can never find it again, or I'm going to need it down the road. Mm-hmm. There's so many times that we live in the space in our head, we're not going to have it again. It's not enough. And what happens? It's all these what ifs. Mm-hmm. And that's just scarcity.
Do you think scarcity really comes from us feeling like we're not enough? I mean, is that blurring the lines a little too?
No, I think there's a combination to it. I think there's different aspects of, not, I mean, the toilet paper didn't mean that you were not enough.
There was just, you certainly, I mean, like, where the heck did that come from?
I was like, why are people, I mean, there were like cars, there were people were being robbed for the toilet paper.
Oh, Lord, are we going to go there again, Deb?
Yeah, no. Well, yeah, really. But I think part of it is when we feel on some level, we're not going to get something. There's something inside of us, obviously. Mm. There's something inside of us that says, you know, what if this never happens again? And it could be you lost a loved one and didn't get to say goodbye, so you feel that emptiness. Mm-hmm. It could be.
So we're trying to fill with toilet paper.
Toilet paper, right.
Totally kidding. I know there's a deeper level than that, but yeah.
You know, and the things that we hold on to, mm-hmm. You know, we have grandkids, and if they lose one of their stuffed animals, there can be scarcity of, I can't have another one. It has to be that particular mm-hmm. one, right? Mm-hmm. So what?
Especially our granddaughter.
So what I'm thinking and how I'm feeling this now is mm-hmm. there's an emotional attachment that we can't have something. Where do we go? Right? If mm-hmm. I can't have that, what am I?
If I can't have that donut, I'll never get another one.
But there is something about fulfilling that energy and replacing things. You know, I think there's so many different layers of how we make our decisions. Scarcity even talks, you know, how much food do we eat? How many relationships do we have? How many likes do we have on social media? How many different things we need approval of? I used to have, still have a lot of them, shoes. Why did I need that many shoes? There was something in me that said, I don't have enough. I didn't look at it as scarcity, but there was a backstory to it that, hey, I didn't have shoes a long time ago, so I'm going to make sure I always have enough. Mm-hmm. I always have enough. And I think a few hundred is more than enough. You know,
we're slowly getting rid of
all that, right?
Yeah.
So you said, and it's holding on to, what are we holding on to? And why do we feel that we need to replenish those things when they're not there anymore?
So if we look at that on a spiritual level, then we hold on to all this stuff that we no longer serves us. We don't need it. We go into scarcity, like, oh my God, we're never going to get that again. On a spiritual level.
Well, first of all, you use the word stuff, which I thought was great, because it is stuff. So what are we engaging in? What is the stuff that's helping us? Because we're born without anything. Mm-hmm. And as I said in the past, in the programs that we've taught, is you're born without an ego. Mm-hmm. But as time goes on, society, our parents, our faiths, community, all those things start feeding our ego, and we have a belief system that certain things represent things. Mm-hmm. It's like driving a car with a certain brand, wearing clothes with a certain brand, whatever. And there's nothing wrong with those things. I mean, mm-hmm. I've worn things and driven things that have a brand name in them. But are we buying them because they're efficient, or are we buying them because it shows something? Mm-hmm. It's stuff. What are we trying to let other people know?
And so how do we strip down that ego?
Yeah. So there's nothing wrong with having stuff. But when you said the word stuff, I thought, mm-hmm. What are we? Do we really live in scarcity? Mm-hmm. Do we really have everything we need to take care of ourselves? Recently we did in the classes, I've talked about what are we in gratitude for? Mm-hmm. And someone had mentioned even sunshine, and I'm like, yes.
Simplicity.
Yeah. But I never heard anyone said, oh, I have got a lot of shoes and clothes, and I've got 5 cars and 3. No one talked about the stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
They talked about their family. They talked about community.
Having a home.
Being loved. Yeah, the joy. Someone talked about singing again and music. Mm-hmm. They didn't talk about stuff.
That's true. They didn't.
So why are we wanting stuff? And why is scarcity stuff?
It's true.
So I think by looking at it spiritually, sometimes stuff is a great distraction. Mm-hmm. I'm truly guilty of that. Talking about the shoes. When I'm in what do they call it? Shopping therapy. How many people do shopping therapy?
I know what to do when you get grumpy, that's for sure. Yeah. I take you shopping.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, just a few things. But that stuff is saying that I can't use my inner healer to mm-hmm. figure out why I'm not functioning to the best of my ability
now. We're padding around us to fulfill. Stuff. So when we talk about scarcity of love, because you brought that up too, and that's not stuff. But do we get stuff to make ourselves loved? Is that where we're going?
I just love this new outfit I bought. I just love this new thing I just got. I love this new. I love this. I love this. We talk about what we love. Mm-hmm. And it's always external.
Always
external.
Even when there's an exercise that you do.
That's what I was just saying.
Were you just going to go there?
Yeah,
there's that exercise you do in your workshops about love. And people always talk about the things they love versus
what they love about themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because we're in a society that doesn't say, well, there's two things about society. One, there's a lot of ego in society about how amazing everybody is, right? Mm-hmm. And the other part of it is sometimes we want to be humble and we feel it's wrong to say good things about ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we look at all of our mistakes and we look at all our suffering. Mm-hmm. And so stuff helps us kind of put these little band-aids.
Gotcha.
You know, these little mm-hmm. band-aids of stuff and, like you said, padding mm-hmm. to make us feel okay. It's okay. It's mm-hmm. okay. Now. I feel better. I got my stuff. Mm-hmm. You got your stuff.
I got my
toilet paper and my stuff. And then that way you go out and you let people, you put it on social media. Look what I got my stuff. Mm-hmm. Then we wake up the next day saying, okay,
I need more stuff. Mm-hmm.
So how can we start rewiring? We all talk about, rewiring our brain. Mm-hmm. Because we're wired in these ways of ego, and we support the ego that's going to make us feel better. I found this great deal, and I did this, and I bought more stuff, and blah, 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 blah. And the right brain still is really quiet going, but are you still happy? Mm-hmm. That scarcity within us, are we feeding our scarcity by doing things outside of ourselves versus going within the inner healer? Mm-hmm. We're believing that scarcity, that we don't have it within us, mm-hmm. that everything outside and validation, like we said, with love, if we are not loved by somebody else the way we want, like conditional love, even though we call it unconditional, we have conditional love. And if we're not getting it, we go into scarcity.
Yeah.
And so our ego is saying, oh, you must not be enough. But if you wear something or you do this or you say this or whatever, you have this many followers, then you must be enough. You have enough stuff. Mm-hmm. But inside, so many people are feeling, I'm merely not. I'm faking it.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call it? The imposter?
The imposter, yeah.
Yeah. So people feel like they're doing all these things, but inside they're the imposter and they feel so scarce inside that there is just, I got to do another day of the same thing I just did yesterday. It's like Groundhog Day.
Mm-hmm.
I have to perform what I did yesterday to keep this going because of scarcity.
Right, right. And we watch a lot of students start the solution program where that's where they are. Kind of through the evolution, letting go of feeling like they're not enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably the biggest thing. Like we walk around feeling like we're not enough a lot. As humans, I think we do.
And I don't, it could be from parenting.
Yeah.
Society, our relationships, our careers, bosses and
people. Scarcity and not enough.
Very.
Like scarcity, not enough. I'm just getting that.
They're aligned.
Yeah.
And when we want the external, and I get this, I want external cheerleading. I want external. I want to feel good in an outfit. We're humans that have this ego that we are feeling good about these things. It helps us feel good. But the other part of it is, as our friend says, at the end of the day, that within us, we go to bed still feeling not enough.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we
shift that?
Yeah. How do we have another perspective? How does it evolve to a different place?
And awareness, right?
Our awareness.
Knowing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You and I believe in community is medicine. This is what, you know.
Community is medicine, yeah.
Yeah, community is medicine. And so many people are in communities that are not helping you thrive.
Yeah.
And they're making you feel like you're not enough or that. And usually it's a mirror. They're not feeling enough either, the people that are supposed to be your support system. I think it starts in finding gratitude. Simple things. Like you said, when someone said sunshine, and I was like, wow, how do we just get to the simplicity part of life and seeing that we are very, very blessed? And there are some people that are struggling that are listening to this podcast and go, I don't find gratitude. I don't feel gratitude. I am really struggling and I am suffering. And that's the times that we have to really dig deep and go, but find one thing about today that gives you some idea of gratitude to start building a new way and a new relationship with yourself. Because it can be even that you went through the checkout quickly. You found the best parking spot today. It didn't rain on you. When the forecast said it was supposed to be pouring down rain, mm-hmm. It's looking at the simple nuggets to help us begin to shift. We have to start somewhere, and starting somewhere might be just one or two days of gratitude to begin to shift, going, okay, and that's where the magic starts to happen, those little tiny baby steps. And we've seen it. Mm-hmm. We've seen it with our community.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to tell our audience is to go into the website, check out what else we have to offer. It's debshepherd.com, but we hope that you come back and visit us again because we have some really fantastic topics. And I know it's going to help you heal and feel that intense love we all deserve and desire.